Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance, domination, and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Today's topic, sissy training with chastity. Ms. Delia and I have a very special guest joining us. We're so excited. Ms. Delia, why don't you start by telling people why we have a guest on today's podcast?
Oh, yes. We are so excited. During our Femdom Guide to Chastity podcast, I mentioned that there is a new sissy training tool. I think that sissy sex toys can make all the difference for training. And I love the Sissy Lover Remote Chastity Cage. We'll talk all about virtual key holding and more with our very special guest today, Sissy Becca.
But first, welcome.
Let's get to know you. So, Becca, hi. You identify as a sissy. Talk about the difference between a sissy and a crossdresser.
Well, I mean, I think that sissy is probably something a bit more kind of sexual and fetishy. So kind of a crossdresser wants to dress as a woman, whereas maybe a sissy wants to dress as kind of a more idealized kind of woman or a certain kind, you know, like a, say, a vintage kind of housewife kind of woman or kind of an overtly sexual kind of woman. And that kind of feeds into how kind of they interact with things sexually, and kind of then you get elements of submission and dominance and kind of all that kind of thing.
Oh, sissy. That's just, I love, wow, that's a beautiful description. So I've got to ask, what kind of a sissy are you?
Well, I did kind of give it away there. I do like love the kind of vintage glam 50s housewife kind of style.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, so, nice.
Yeah. So I do kind of, yeah, I love browsing kind of vintage fashion blogs and that kind of thing, and kind of the heavier kind of makeup look and the kind of stronger, less natural looking makeup and kind of a little bit over the top and kind of sexual and cheesecake and that kind of thing.
I've got to ask, do you peep at October Divine? She's across the pond. She's English.
Well, as am I. So she's on my side of the pond. Have I seen her? Because I don't think so. I mean, I follow a lot of blogs on Tumblr where they kind of just repost vintage fashion pictures, normally with modern models and that kind of thing. And like I say, you can just spend hours kind of just going through those kind of things and kind of maybe working out kind of what works for you and kind of how that would be done. So yeah, I can see with October Divine, it is kind of that kind of thing. The, like I say, the kind of older style lingerie and kind of dressing and kind of where, and it's maybe sounds a bit silly, but kind of where the clothing is a kind of bondage almost, if that kind of thing makes sense, where it's kind of corsets and layers and, you know, it kind of forces you to stand up straight and kind of have the right kind of posture and everything like that.
Oh yes.
We love that. I have to tell you, the 1950s housewife look for a sissy is my personal favorite. Delia, do you have a favorite sissy look?
I think my very favorite sissy look is the helpless sissy maid. I love that look. The dress, the pinafore, the hat, the innocence, the blushed cheeks. I love that for a sissy.
Innocence. Is there such a thing as an innocent sissy?
Maybe just the look, I think. Well, maybe
if there is,
the
probably
look.
Not for very long.
Innocence lost, right, very sissy true. Becca? So, Becca, what's the best thing about being a sissy?
Well, I mean, for me, it's kind of how happy kind of it makes me. And like I said, we can get into it about how I kind of came to it. But when I kind of discovered it and kind of started kind of going into it and kind of doing things for it, it just kind of makes me feel more like myself. Like it's, I don't know, it's kind of, it might be a bit weird, but it's like there's male and female that kind of society defines in certain ways, but people tend not to really fit into them. And it's kind of explore and experiment and find out kind of whereabouts you are, which, you know, how much you are in one part and how much in the other, and kind of whereabouts you fit into it. And kind of for me, I just find that I'm a lot more comfortable and kind of a lot happier being more feminine and kind of, you know, makeup and dresses and kind of watching things like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is one of my favorite shows. And it's just so much fun as well. You know, I'm happier. I feel, you know, more in touch with myself, no pun intended. And it's just, all of it is just so much fun, kind of dressing up and kind of doing the makeup. Like I say, I mean, girls get to wear lingerie and get to kind of wear costumes and bright colours, and whereas boys are generally, you know, kind of utilitarian clothing and normally dark colours. Mm-hmm. And kind of, it's loosened up a bit now, but kind of that kind of thing. And, you know, it's just something more appealing about, you know, expressing yourself a little bit more with colour and kind of that side of thing. And you know, makeup and nail polish and everything. And there's just, you know, there's so much there that men normally don't get to use or have any experience with.
Men who wear male clothes, I think, are just like they get sold short shrift, right? Because you're right. Male clothing sucks.
And it's a modern thing. If you go back and look through history, you know, men would always, you know, in like peacocking, when the peacocks, it's the males that have the big tail feathers. And throughout history, men would always be the ones that dressed ostentatiously, kind of with colours, and then kind of more recently, probably Victorian times, it kind of all became more set and men became more sober and dour and clothing followed suit, and it just became black or grey with maybe a white shirt and just kind of dull and boring. And, you know, why would you want to wear...
Very true.
Why would you want to wear boxer shorts?
So how did you become a sissy? And as you're telling that, talk a little bit about whether or not you think being a sissy is a sexual orientation or a gender identity, or maybe a little bit of both.
Ooh.
I do think it's a little bit of both, because, well, I get into, I was always very into female domination, femdom, and that kind of led to forced feminization. And kind of, I used to kind of read stories or look for videos on the internet, and kind of I would read the femdoms, and then I'd notice I was kind of more reading more of the forced feminization stories. And that kind of led to the kind of sissification stories. And I kind of thought that kind of the forced feminization part, the forced is kind of in speech marks, where, you know, there's maybe someone forcing there, but really it's what I want anyway. So I might as well just go ahead and do it myself if no one else is going to kind of push me. And so I started exploring that and kind of pushing through. And then a couple of years ago, when the Sissification Academy started, which we can talk about now or leave that for a little bit later.
No. Go ahead and start talking about it now. It's perfect.
So a couple of years ago, I think I was on the Sissification Hypno Reddit, and there was a post about the Sissification Academy, which was starting a kind of a course for, you know, training course for sissies. And I applied to be, you know, it was just an email thing, applied to that one. And then the head trainer put a note on the Academy Reddit saying they are always looking for new staff members. If think can help, then just get in touch. And I was very, very shy. At that point, I think it took me about 2 weeks to make an account on the Reddit and work up the courage to message her and say, I'd like to help out. You know, I think this is something worth doing, and I'd like to kind of pitch in. And then,
oh, cupcake! Wow. Why were you so shy?
I don't know. I've just always been kind of introverted and shy, and it's quite easy once you do that to kind of, for this side of you, to kind of just keep it all separate, locked away, entirely personal, and never do anything with it. But kind of, I realized that I was getting more and more into it, and I wanted to push it a bit further and a bit further. And so kind of I worked up the courage, got in touch, and obviously it was really good. And then I joined the Academy as a staff, as kind of an administrator. So I moderate the Reddit, deal with support queries in the mailbox, and kind of moderate the Discord as well. And kind of doing that and kind of being part of it like that has really, really helped me. And so now I speak to 20, 30 students a day, maybe more, answering emails, chatting with them, and kind of work with the staff there. And like I say, if you'd have told me a couple of years ago that I'd be doing a podcast about it, I'd have wondered, you know, what you're talking about and, you know, nowhere. But obviously now I'm here and I'm kind of doing this. And like I say, for me, it's part of my identity, part of my sexual identity, definitely. And kind of it's just part of my life, really, because I normally spend an hour or two every day doing kind of work for the academy and kind of interacting with people. And like I say, it's just been so good for me.
So we've got to ask, are you dressed right now? And if so, what are you wearing?
I am dressed right now. I would be wearing makeup as well, but I just got out of the shower before we started recording, so I didn't really have time to put anything on. Obviously, given the subject and that I'm talking to two mistresses, I'm in chastity, which we can talk about in a little while.
Oh, yes, we will. Good sissy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Becca.
You're welcome, mistress. From the grounds up, I'm wearing 6-inch high heels, red.
Nice.
Stockings. Although I did get a ladder in them when I was pulling them on today because I was pulling a little bit too quickly. I've got plenty of other pairs there, so it's not the worst
good
thing. I've got a black knee-length skirt and then a pair of blue panties. And then I'm wearing my leopard skin kind of off the shoulder top. And I have my boobs on, which I have two different pairs. Two different sets. One of them is kind of inserts that go into a bra. They're the ones I'm wearing. Then I've got like a proper silicone kind of upper body bodysuit that is the same size, but kind of that's normally for when I have more time because that takes a little bit of time to get on and take off. So that's normally for when I have I want to spend kind of a longer time wearing them. And then obviously I have a wig on as well. So I'm kind of fully dressed, if you will.
What color's your wig? Did you say brown?
That I thought you were going to ask me how big my boobs were, because that's a normal question.
Both. Well, I want to know both. You're absolutely right.
That might just be where my where my mind's at the moment. So yeah, it's a kind of a brown, just below shoulder length wig. I do have blonde ones, but I tend to think I look better in dark hair. And then the boobs, because I mean, like sissification, it is kind of pushing things a little bit further. My boobs are E cup or double nice. D's, depending on which ones. Yeah. And like I say, for me, I would like bigger, but these actually, I think, suit me pretty well because I do have quite a big frame. And I think they look pretty good on me.
Well, now, you know what? I have 34 triple D breasts, but Delia's breasts are way bigger. So you want to know about bigger boobs, you should ask Ms. Delia.
I'm very jealous of you.
What are your size?
My breasts are a 36G cup.
That is pretty big. I think I'm 34 double D with my boobs on.
Becca, you sound just really like that vintage pinup that you had been talking about earlier. You sound adorable.
Thank you, mistress. Oh, I do have my toenails are painted as well because they almost always are. So they're painted red at the moment.
What color?
Sorry, red.
Nice. So I have to tell you, Ms. Delia's mistress colors are purple and black. My mistress colors are red and black. So I, for one, am really thrilled about all of the red that you're wearing.
Red and a black skirt and stockings, so kind of a little bit for both of you.
And I love a leopard print, so that off-the-shoulder top, that makes me very happy.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of sissy training and sissy support. As we talk about sissies and cross-dressers, we interact with them all day long, every day as well. And we hear this time and time again. It was a huge part of our interview with the cross-dresser, where Yvonne talks about acceptance as a cross-dresser, the idea of finding your own and getting support and acceptance and love and kind of walking through some of the practical things. So talk to us a little bit about Sissy Lover and the LGBTQ supporters and the sissy trainers. I love that they say, our goal is to have a less judgmental world when it comes to sissification, transsex, and cross-dressing. I love that.
So obviously that is a girl, and I think I would well hope very few people would argue kind of with that girl. As you say, I think it's kind of a big part of it is finding other people. Obviously, that's why the internet is so good, that you can go and find other people doing the same thing. We have a Reddit that has about 16,000 subscribers, and it's kind of, we try and keep it positive and kind of light and girly, because kind of that's what people are looking for, especially with something like this where a lot of people wouldn't understand it maybe, or would be negative about it if they didn't know anything, that having kind of somewhere where you can go and be accepted for it is kind of, it's a big deal to a lot of people, especially if it's something where you're new to it, or even if you've had it for a long time and you've kept it completely private and, you know, and you've never told anybody, find out there are kind of other people there who are going through the same thing. And then maybe after a while, when you're comfortable reaching out and kind of talking to people and that kind of thing, and find out that, you know, you're not alone, you're going through the same kind of things, you're not a freak, you know, you're not the only one. That is kind of a big deal for a lot of people. Like I say, for me, finding that was kind of a big, even though I knew there were cross-dressers and all this kind of thing. And obviously, if you're looking on the internet and reading sissification porn, then it's pretty obvious that sissification is a thing. But then kind of finding out other people who kind of are in the same category, going for the same things you are, it just gives you a little boost and kind of let you know there's support there, and that you can, you know, that you're not going through it on your own, and that you're not kind of a freak or an outcast or anything, that, you know, it's maybe less common than some other things, but it's nothing particularly unusual. And, you know, who knows how many people would really like to explore something like this, but just never actually do, because they never actually realize that it's, you know, they have the thoughts, but they just dismiss it out of hand or bury it down because they just think, well, you know, no one wants that, no one's interested, it's not, you know, it's not right, or whatever that means, and kind of just dismiss it out of hand, like, because of that. So we try and kind of be welcoming and positive, because although, you know, humiliation and is kind of part of it, it has to be done in the right way. It can't just be, even it can be mean, but it has to be done kind of, it has to be kind of coming from a loving place, whereas
absolutely
just complete out of hand is something that will just turn people off and turn them away completely.
I think that there are a lot of ways to kind of help you and other sissies become a better sissy. That's the feeling, the sense that I get from Sissy Lover. One of the things that I liked was the sissy school and the sissy training assignments. And I think that spoke to both me and Ms. Olivia, because we each do a lot of sissy training. A lot of sissy training. Every day we're involved in some kind of sissy betterment. Tell us maybe why the Sissy Lover Academy and the assignments that they have are important to you and to other sissies, Becca.
Well, the other part of it is kind of you realize you're a sissy, you've maybe watched some videos, read some stories, kind of that kind of thing, but kind of what does that mean? Where do you go from there? You know, how do you shave your body? You know, how do you do makeup? Kind of all the simple basic things that kind of girls learn naturally, where you just don't know where to start. So the course is kind of a year-long thing that assumes pretty much no knowledge or experience, and then kind of works to do, a lot of it is kind of, especially at the start, it's kind of basic wellness. So it's kind of setting up a sleep pattern, drinking enough water, some exercising, maybe a little bit of diet, that kind of thing. And then kind of it brings in exploring the sexual side of things. So there is, obviously because it is a sissification course, there is some kind of masturbation assignments in there, and then kind of buying sex toys. And kind of each module kind of builds up a little bit further and pushes certain different things. And then we explore makeup, fashion, body language, and kind of, you know, so you can walk like a girl, sit like a girl, and kind of carry yourself in a feminine manner. And kind of, so we try and kind of cover everything. And like I say, for a lot of people, they kind of, you know, you kind of start out and you kind of, like, well, as I did, you maybe buy some panties or some stockings, because why wouldn't you? And you try them on, but then you kind of think, how do I take it a little bit further? What's the next step? And that's kind of what we try to do with the course. We try and kind of show where you can go. And obviously, you know, no one, you don't have to do everything. You can pick and choose what you want to do and follow it or not follow it. But kind of it's kind of fun. And it kind of gives a lot of ideas and kind of a lot of training. And so if you want to completely femme yourself up and, you know, grow your hair long, if you can still do that, dress and, you know, pass as a woman, then we want to be able to show people how to do that. And obviously they need to practice, students need to practice and kind of work through everything.
Becca, you mentioned sissy sex toys. And I have to tell you, one of my all-time favorite sissy training assignments is learning how to walk like a woman with a sissy pussy anal plug-in.
That is a classic one.
With remote control vibe. So a remote control sex toy so that you are practicing in your 6-inch pumps, your 6-inch heels, preferably with a locking ankle strap, bright pink or red. And then you are just kind of practicing doing that cute little walk as I'm just going, with the remote control. That's a tough assignment, let me tell you.
I can imagine what you really need there. You need something so it can give a small electrical shock. So if they're doing it very badly wrong, you can just give them a little zap or something to punish them and keep their mind on. And then maybe a little make it vibrate just to reward them if they're doing particularly well.
That sounds hot. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, with a little spanking. That, you know, something like a little SWAT.
Yeah. If you're sitting there watching them, when they come back towards you, you can just reach out with your crop maybe and just kind of give them a little spank.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Delia loves the fucking machines.
I'm a big fan of the fucking machines. And you all have one on the Sissy Lover site that I just love. Have you ever tried that?
I think sissies love them too. I haven't. I must admit, I would be quite scared to try it. I've talked to quite a few students who have. I know following one of our recent sales, one of the girls who works in the store said that we'd sold so many fucking machines, she couldn't believe
it. So fucking machines are cool. I love them. But I also have another question. There's something else that I'm curious about, the chastity device. So talk to us about chastity. Why is chastity important to sissy training?
So chastity, I could probably talk for hours about how good it is. I mean, as you've probably covered already, if you have a mistress or a master or someone who's controlling you, then it's kind of one of the ultimate signs of submission that you effectively hand over access to your genitals to them.
Right.
So, you know, you're saying that, you know, they have control over that. But if you're doing it on your own, you may have covered that it's not uncommon for sissies to purge where they, you know, you start off, say, watching a sissification video on Pornhub and masturbate to it, and that feels really good. And then a couple of weeks later, you're dressed in panties and lingerie, maybe a bra. You've got a dildo in front of you and it's kind of covered in lipstick. And, you know, you've just had a thunderous orgasm and you kind of sitting back and panting and you just think, what am I doing? What would people think if they could see me? And you kind of panic and then you kind of purge and sometimes you can just put things to one side if you're lucky, but oftentimes sissies will just remove everything and kind of throw away toys and clothes.
We have no fail advice to eliminate purging. Get a storage locker. Get a private storage locker. And the minute because every sissy or cross-dresser that we've talked to goes in cycles. Yeah. And as soon as you feel yourself going towards that cycle, take most of your toys and items and clothes and wigs and put them in the storage locker. So you're not tempted to throw everything away because you know you're going to replace it.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I found, and this is what Chastity can help with, is that it's generally the orgasm that kind of sets it off, because the arousal kind of crests and then it, once you've had the orgasm, it kind of crashes. And when you kind of look at yourself post-orgasm, that's when you start to purge. So Chastity can help with that a lot, because you can't really orgasm, in at least not in the same way.
True.
So what I think I've generally found with other sissies, because for me, it's never really been a problem, because like I said, I've just been exploring myself, and no pun intended necessarily, and kind of just going a little bit further. And I've never fought to purge, or I've never felt the need to purge. Mm-hmm. But what I spot to other sissies is that generally, if they can stick with it, they will get past a point where they accept this part of themselves more. And generally they feel that that's when there won't be a risk of them purging. So if you can use Chastity to kind of stop yourself orgasming, maybe, then you can kind of, and the other thing is that it has benefits. So if you don't have the orgasm at the end of a session, then your arousal generally stays quite high.
It also
that's why we love Chastity.
I can imagine. And the other thing is it lets you kind of turn the volume down on what I refer to as my clit, and what other people would do for mine as well. It lets you turn the volume down on that, so you can explore other parts of your body without, you know, falling back on the old habit of maybe you play with your nipples for a little while, but then you have to rub yourself and kind of, you know, finish it off that way, because that's how you always do it. So it kind of lets you work out other parts of your body you can use to give yourself pleasure. And obviously, if you're exploring anally with that, then you can do it that way. And you can have orgasms from anal play, as you're probably both aware.
Absolutely. Well, we refer to those as sissygasms. We are both very big fan of sissygasms. When a sissy is in sissy training with us, there will be no whack-a-doodle. No, you're going to have a sissygasm when you are allowed a sissygasm. Otherwise, no.
And the benefits of the sissygasm is that nobody ever purges after them, because it's not the same kind of release as a regular orgasm.
Absolutely. And I'm sitting here kind of wiggling, Becca, because I know that you said earlier you are in Chastity. I'm guessing it's the remote Chastity device. How does that remote Chastity device work?
Okay, so I don't know if you've covered key holders before, which is where obviously you lock yourself in Chastity and then you give somebody else a key.
Mm-hmm. And
So the problem with that,
we both have Chastity pets, male Chastity pets and sissies who are in Chastity.
I would mm-hmm. imagine you do.
We like the remote access of this, because we all laughed when I said earlier the bit about the naughty sissy. Well, here's the thing. Sissies are naughty sissies.
I think every sissy is a naughty sissy.
And then get the little confession later. Oh, mistress, I'm so sorry. It accidentally fell off. I'm like, oh, you helped it off, didn't you?
Well, that is the thing. And they benefit twice, because they get to remove it and then you get to punish them as well. So they get to have it kind of both ways and get kind of that twice. So with the remote Chastity device, it's kind of done with an app. So when you lock, you can give someone else permission on your device. So I could give it to, say, you. And if that's the case and I can't do anything else with it, you would have complete control over it. And that way it's not like someone posting a key to you where it maybe gets lost in the post, or if you need it back, you know, it would take a few days back to reach you. It's kind of instantaneous. And if you are anywhere where you can get a cell signal or Wi-Fi access, then, you know, they can text you, plead with you, please can I be set free? And you can kind of sit there, take your time and think about it, and then deny them. And the other thing is, if you don't kind of want to go that far, you don't want to give someone control for whatever reason, full control, you can give them access to the unlocking log. So, for example, I could lock and kind of agree with CU that I would be locked for a week. And then I can share my log with you, and you can see whenever I unlock during the week. So if I go 3 days and unlock, you could then see on the log that I've unlocked after 3 days. Hmm. And then again after 5 days, and you would then could then, you know, I would be in trouble with you, and you could then, you know, punish me or ask me what I was doing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then
now you can also use the time lock, right? You could lock yourself in for a certain amount of minutes, hours, days, months.
You
how does that work? Have you ever tried that?
Not yet, no. So what that is if you don't have a key holder, you can lock yourself in and you can set the time on the app. I think you might be able to set the time however you want, but I think the battery in the device lasts about a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get a warning, obviously, before the battery runs out. And then kind of the time lock just counts down, and it can't be unlocked until the timer ends, which can actually cause problems because we had one student who didn't read the instructions and kind of jumped straight in and set it for 30 days when they thought they were setting it for 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
And they couldn't get get it off. So they had to I think they ended up having to break the cage to try and get it off properly. And obviously always read the instructions. It is, with a lot of things, it's very easy to jump straight in and to think you know what you're doing and then find out after the fact. We are working, I think, on an app update, though, that would let there be emergency unlocks, which is kind of something else, because with it being an app, we could kind of keep updating it with new features. So we would kind of like to do that, because obviously we don't want people making a mistake like that and breaking the device if they can.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they order as a result of this podcast, they get 15% off because it's a Valentine's Day promotion and we're going to be posting the podcast before Valentine's Day. So use the 15% promotion. This is a beautifully made chastity device. It's waterproof. It's got several different ring sizes. How comfortable is it, Becca?
It's very comfortable. We've had a few, I've spoke to a few kind of students who have it. And I think people, as with coming with a lot of chastity, people who are on the extremes of kind of very large or very small, can have difficulties with it, but I think everybody else has said that it is kind of, compared to other devices I've tried, it is kind of very comfortable, because obviously it is designed for kind of longer term wear. And I think the only people who haven't really been too comfortable are those that are kind of a little bit too big or too small for it. And that's kind of people on the extremes kind of tend to have problems with chastity anyway. But no, like I say, I've worn it quite a lot and I like it. I do have a few other devices, and I mean, I'm more used to kind of the Holy Trainer style of devices, which I tend to wear. But this is at least as comfortable as that one, I think. And give me 6 months and I'll probably like it a lot more.
Wonderful. I love that. And, you know, for this, there's free shipping on this device, too. I remember speaking with Headmistress Alyssa about that. And I wanted to mention that because that's fantastic. That's a nice savings.
It can take a couple of weeks to reach you, but like I say, shipping is free, and I mean, waiting for a chastity device is always fun anyway. You know, I always think you should wait at least a little while for sex toys just to let the anticipation build for them.
Now, tell us about the packaging. It's my understanding that everything is super discreet with the exception of makeup. For some reason, has to be identified as makeup. Tell us more about the outside of the package.
So, as they say, it's completely discreet, everything apart from makeup, which I think for customs reasons has to be identified as makeup. Mm-hmm. From memory, I think chastity devices show as protective cases or protective cages. Because obviously we're aware,
which they are,
yeah,
which is accurate.
Which, because obviously we're aware that not everybody will like having things delivered, saying sex toy inside, you know, 8-inch dildo, chastity cage. You know, the person having this box delivered is a sissy, so it won't say sissy lover on it. It says Delusion OU, which is kind of the name of the company. It won't have anything on there saying there's a chastity cage inside or anything like that. It will be, you know, it's completely discreet. And like I said, I don't think we've had any students who've really got into problems having boxes delivered and people kind of knowing what's inside, because there's no real way you can guess.
Right.
And like I say, it's a
nice,
it's a protective case, so it could be anything.
Nice. You can always say that it's for your cell phone.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, you get this, and then Mistress downloads the app to her phone. She has control over your sissy clitty anywhere in the world at any time of day.
I love that.
Anytime, and you can, and she can decide straight away when you ask her, can I be released? She can decide straight away, or she can take her time, and whenever she's happy, she can release you or not, as she decides.
You know, I have to tell you, Becca, I have to tell you that I travel often, 4 or 5 times a year, I'm away on vacation. And it just makes me feel so happy to know that with the app that I really like using, I will say, it would be very easy for me to decide, even at breakfast one day, if I had a request to unlock, if I would say yes, or if I would say no, you will stay denied.
Of course, or you could even...
And you could always leave it up to chance, right? Let's see. If I am able to order fresh mangoes, you will be unlocked. Waiter, may I have fresh mangoes? No, I'm so sorry. We are out of fresh mangoes. Oh, let me text, because you can text within the app. So, oh, I'm so sorry. They're out of fresh mangoes. You will have to remain in chastity. And the poor sissy on the other end just begging, please, mistress, please.
Or even you can say, yes, you can unlock. You have 2 minutes, and then you can tell by kind of the app if they have it back on in time. You know, does it show that way? And kind of that's another way you can play with it as well. That if it was physical keys, wouldn't necessarily be an option.
Becca, we like your devious mind.
That was fun.
Ooh, Becca, any final thoughts?
Just if any of your listeners are interested in sissification, then they should explore it either through the Sissification Academy or just on their own, because as I've said, for me, it's so much fun doing it, and kind of it makes me so happy, and I just enjoy it and love it so much that everyone should be able to hopefully be able to feel like this. And you know, if you want it, then you know, do it and ignore what other people are telling you. Apart from me and any mistresses.
True. And if anyone is curious about what to do, where to go next, tips, ideas, beginning training, they can also reach out to me and Delia. Delia's email is delia@enchantrixempire.com. I'm olivia@enchantrixempire.com. We're both on Twitter. I'm @MistressOlivia1. Delia is @EmpressDelia. And Becca, are you also on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter at the moment, no. I am on Reddit and as SissyBecca69. Sorry, Sissy_Becca69.
SissyBecca.
Yeah.
_Sissy9. Uh-huh. Aren't you just the naughtiest little so-and-so?
Well, that is obviously where that is where that came from. Or you can...
So on Reddit, SissyBecca.
Sorry, Sissy_Becca69.
I think that'll do it. SissyBecca, thank you so much for taking your time, for getting dressed up, for looking absolutely beautiful, for joining us and talking about being a sissy in chastity and just loving being a sissy. You just make my heart sing. Thank you.
Thank you, mistress, and thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
It was wonderful, SissyBecca. This was better than I had hoped for, more than I expected. You are a darling sissy.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun for me. When Alyssa asked me to do it, I was kind of in two minds. But what I've generally found is that when I push myself a little bit and kind of go a little bit further and reach out to other people, it generally turns out really well. So I try and keep that in mind. And obviously I took a chance. And like I say, this was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yay, and we will have you back again. For all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us for the weekly hotspot. We will see you next time. Until then, have a great one, whether or not you're able to have an orgasm.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.